Before I get into the finances, I just want to kind of give a brief overview. Today's my 50th day, so happy anniversary to me.
Welcome.
I'm not counting the hours, just the full 7 days a week period. So, but it's been a pretty busy one. I've been drafting and working on, so far, 14 internal policies, 4 of which have been approved. We've had 2 RFPs go from non-existent to being drafted, released, and received in today, as of today. Both of them are in. And we got the tax digest released during those 50 days I've been here. So wasn't much of a honeymoon or get acclimated here. I've been jumped right in and get to work for you guys and enjoyed every bit of it. That being said, I'd like to draw you to your attention to the first page. Before I get into that, is everyone's first page to be the summary schedule, which seemed to be an initial release that was not the one item.
Right.
It is. Okay.
As of 30 June?
Yes, as the summary for each of the departments. Just wanted to point out a couple of things to you on the revenue side. The motor vehicle we received in July was $20,000. Again, so it seems to be a consistent number. That first year we got last month was $100,000 covering 5 months, so I think we're starting to see a little pattern that we can start to project some numbers out for that one on. The next line I'd like to point out to you is regards to franchise fees. You'll see the current month of June, we had $193,000 come in. That was the Atlanta Gas Light payment that had been promised by the end of June, and they did in fact provide that to us. We are also anticipating the July capturing the Comcast payment, and then going forward they'll pay that more frequently than every 7 months. We do not have any anticipated numbers for that as of yet, but hopefully within the next 10 days we will. We did get a little information for Georgia Power regarding their franchise payment. They did a calculation through June 30th. Of course, they won't pay us until the end of 2009, but through June 30th, we have earned $1.1 million for the franchise fees on Georgia Power. Given the fact that hotter months are July, August, and September, I don't see any reason why our budgeted or anticipated numbers will be off. They should be right around what we were anticipating. The next line down, the alcoholic beverage excise tax, we found a couple wholesalers that did not realize they needed to be paying us, and we received a couple nice checks in the month of July. So that should help those revenue numbers year to date look a little bit better than where they've been looking so far. And the last line item I wanted to kind of point out is on the occupational tax line, since we last met in June, from June 15th through the time period when this report went out to you, which is about 30 days period, we collected another $78,000. On this particular report, it only shows, well, it actually shows $153,000, but that includes some of the earlier time in June and not so much in July, but they are still being collected and we're still looking for them and trying to work with the taxpayers as much as possible to make sure that we get those figures in that need to be reported in.
Mr. Manager, can I ask a question now, or do we?
Let's hold.
Okay.
Okay.
And on the expenditure side, I commented last month they are a lot easier to project. They're a lot more in line with expectations. A few exceptions, which I know about. Commented individually offline a little bit on a couple of these, but most of them are with explanation and reasonable explanations of that. I don't really have any individual line items that I need to point out particularly for those, but certainly if you have individual questions about that, I'll be glad to entertain those.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Robert? Yeah, so first, again, thank you for the thoroughness of the packets. The explanations are wonderful. Adding those extra columns helps a bunch. Every month it gets better, and this is very easy to read. I wanted to ask a question that flew around a little bit in email earlier today. And the question dealt with, and the reason I wanted to stop you is because it dealt with business and occupational tax. There was some question about businesses that are headquartered in Dunwoody, but do business nationally, what they ought to be paying Dunwoody City taxes on. And I didn't see a final email on that, and there's several of them that are big, and if they're just paying tax on the business they do in Dunwoody, then we're entitled to a very small amount. So it's,
well, if the answer with any tax question, the answer is always it depends.
Okay.
No matter what the question, there's your answer. For example, grocery stores, they're in just about every city. Publix, Kroger, we've got one here, but this Publix location does not pay us property taxes for everything they do nationally, or even everything they do within the state. It depends on where they're located, where their customer base is coming from. Another example would be a facility that may be here only in Dunwoody, servicing the entire state of Georgia. Their total Georgia revenues would be captured for the tax. If they're a national company and they have no other facilities anywhere else in the country, then their national sales would be incorporated. But it's the simplistic answer is, where's your customer base? Where's your money coming from? And that's typically where your revenues are going to be derived from.
So if you're a software company, you know, with national sales, and you're located here, and this is corporate headquarters, but maybe you've got sales offices or distributions or support offices elsewhere, how would we know what's the right amount for us to get taxed?
I think we know the correct answer, but we're still doing a little bit of final research to make sure that we have it accurate. So
okay.
If I could delay the answer to that.
Perfect. Okay.
Get you the correct one, that'd be helpful.
Okay, no problem. I don't want to belabor it. I just want to know that we know.
When you get into individual issues like that, it really has to look at a case by case.
Okay.
Basis. And again, like I said, we want to make sure you get the right answer for that particular scenario. But you know, sometimes the broad, simplistic answer is sometimes it's everything, sometimes it's Georgia, sometimes it's just what's going in the city.
Okay. Well, I had two other questions. I don't want to hog the mic. But the first one is on revenue, and it has to do with business and occupational taxes and on the revenue enhancement. What I was hoping is that you guys would take the to-do, since those are about a 1.1 million below where we expected them to be. That's a big number. I was hoping that we could ask you to develop some sort of formal plan that you would give back to us, telling us sort of what we're doing and you know, sort of milestones about when we think those things will be done, so we can track that one a little more closely.
Absolutely.
That would be great. The other thing I would ask, I note that there's one good-sized item that is that we're over budget on.
In expenditures.
Okay. And you guys, you and I exchanged an email about this. It's non-departmental, professional services, other. And we had budgeted for the year $585,000, and so far this year we've spent $812,000. I know why that is, because you and I had a bunch of emails on it. What would be nice is if we could split that out on the budget that we publish so that we can see what went into that. We don't need individual invoices or individual payees, but for example, I know that one of the components in there is legal, if we could split that out. If one of those is payments to Boykin, if we could split out startup costs, right? Some way that we can get a better look at that and have some feel for how it's trending and where it's going. Is that a reasonable thing?
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. And that's it for...
And another good indicator of where it's heading is if you look at the current month figure, you'll see that current month, the number is a lot more in line with budget than it's historically been.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done.
I got a few questions, Chris. Please. Number one, just as a general statement, I would take a look at, you know, where we are right now as far as the variance on revenues, which is considerably lower than our budget, over $1 million. And I would just point that out to the members of the council to make sure that whenever we vote on an expenditure here, that we understand the difference between want and what we need. So I think that's a very important issue here. Down here on the first page, and my first page looks like this, Chris. $100,000 in fees. I know talking to the city manager that we sent them a letter to collect that business fees from the DeKalb County. Has there been a response? And will the county pay directly to us, or are we going to have to go back to these businesses?
To answer your first question is yes, they did finally respond to us late Friday. What the county is claiming at this point is that the payments that showed up for 2009 were actually for 2007 and 2008 for the Eclipsis Corporation. The other ones, they have acknowledged them, and the process is going to be the businesses. What the county is telling us, the businesses will have to apply for a refund with the county and then reapply with the city, which we don't believe is good customer service, but we're really at their mercy for that one. So we'll go ahead, and we've gotten all the forms from the county. We'll be approaching those businesses, explaining them what the process is, and hopefully making it as easy for them as possible, because, you know, it's not their fault. They submitted their funds to DeKalb County, and DeKalb County accepted them in 2009 when they shouldn't have. So we've got to do a little bit more research, is what we're doing right now, on their claim of the 2008 to 2007 payments showing up in 2009 with their company, and hopefully get that resolved within the next week.
Thank you very much. That's another reason why we voted to become a city. Georgia Power, the check that we got, one year and I got at the meeting, was that just for December of 2008?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so therefore they will give us the franchise fee for 2009 in December, and then next year is the year that we will skip because they're advancing us, is that correct?
Correct.
If I can go over here to the revenues, please. The ad valorem tax, the rest of the year from now on, will that be coming directly to the city of Dunwoody, or are we going to go through some other avenue to get that to us?
It initially goes to the county, and then they remit it to us automatically. They also remit it to us on a weekly basis through an ACH, so it comes in fairly quickly. As soon as they get it, they turn it over to us.
Okay. Have we had any actual examples of that happening so far?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sir.
Okay. Franchise fees are the alcohol a beverage excise tax we all know that we put this budget together the best we could, but it was our first year. Our budget number is just wrong on that, or is there still funds to be collected?
Regarding the excise tax, I think our number was a lot closer than what it looks like right now. I think July is going to give you a much better indication of where it's going to trend for the remainder of the year. We had two taxpayers that were not remitting to us that we discovered through an audit, and they have since paid us in the month of July, and that will bring our budgeted numbers much closer to where we anticipated. Don't think we're going to hit 100%, but we're going to be much closer to where we are now.
Thank you. Okay, the alcohol beverage license, it says right there, we basically overstated what we thought we would get there, is that correct? And that's the $54,000 hit there?
The original list that we worked off of, that Kevin provided to us, had a number of businesses that were not in Dunwoody. So the number, we should have budgeted a lower number.
Okay, thank you. On H down here in the court fines and forfeitures, the extra session that we've been talking about in the courts, is that going to be figured in the cost? Or is it that be covered by the cost, or will that be an addition above what we projected for the cost of the courts?
I think we're anticipating that be an additional what we originally anticipated, because we scheduled X number of court dates and X number of costs per court date. So I think there will be, during the budget amendment process, a change for those numbers but at the same time, we incorporate all the other changes.
Okay, thank you. The going back over to expenditures on end, you know, are there any areas in there that we think that we can adjust downward to make the year-end estimate more in line with our original estimate?
Well, most of those expenditures have already taken place and been paid out. Just to give you a poor example, about $300,000 was paid out in 2008. If you look at the annual budget, that's definitely a lot more room since that time. So I don't think we're going to be under budget on that particular line item. That being said, we did have some savings, for example, on the rent expenses that helped offset a lot of that by us not paying rent in this building this fiscal year.
Okay, and on Robert's question, Robert, was that just the other part of the non-departmental that you were talking about?
Yeah, just the one line, professional services other, under other purchased services.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it? That's all. I've got, let me back up before I throw it to Danny, and this may be for Brian or for you, Warren, but in your discussions with the CAF on the business licenses that folks had inadvertently paid, do you know, or did it come up in a conversation, did the CAF issue the standard license that you would get as a business within the CAF, or did they just?
Yes.
Okay, so
they took them in the renewal processes if they were incorporated there.
Okay. In your conversation, did you say that they were in their workflow? Were they going to automatically refund these, or are they saying that these people would have to go back to the county?
The businesses would have to apply for a refund.
Okay. Brian, I guess I'll throw it to you the question I would have is that's legally not their money. Is that, can you answer that right now? I mean, is there anything, I guess it's the county, so they can do what they want.
It's abundant. It would be within their rights.
But it certainly isn't their right if you don't ask for a refund. You know, it's kind of like if you go overpay the IRS. They said they do send you a letter and say you overpaid the IRS. Do you want us to keep it? Or?
We could force them to refund the money if we so desired, but that would be a expense and a lot of ordeal. But yes, we could force them to remit it even without an application.
Okay, well, I guess then I would just ask, in additional conversations that we formally request that they, in their process, that they go ahead and refund all that money without a business having to take the initiative and say, give me back my money.
Sure. Perhaps we could send a letter to each of those businesses letting them know that they paid DeKalb an error, as suggesting that they file for a refund, and giving them the name and phone number of the person at the county they need to go to.
Yeah, we've already made a formal request for them to transfer the funds correctly to the city of Dunwoody.
Right.
And that is the exact process we're already going through now, is contacting each of the businesses.
Right.
One, because it's the right thing to do, and secondly, if we're going to try and license them in the city, have them pay twice is unfair.
All right. Thanks, Dean.
On page 14 of 16, hotel, motel funds. This represents 5% hotel tax. You got it all in one column. I think going forward, Chris, I'd like to see that in two columns, one for the 3% and one for the 2%, so that we can track that going forward.
Okay. We can do that. That's not a problem. Just for right now, for this purpose, if you look on page 1 of 16, the hotel tax line, that is the city's 3% share.
Right.
And then anything in additional would be the 2%. That go for.
But this is page 14, that is in fact 5%, right? The 866,000 we've collected represents 5%.
Yes, that is correct.
That is 5%. Okay.
Any other questions for Chris?
Yes.
Just to follow up on the business, since our biggest variance is that's to be the business and occupational tax. Have we sat down with any kind of in the time, I know you've only been here a few days, but that we sat down and tried to analyze whether our figures you know, eventually through our whatever process we are doing, will come up to somewhere within our budget, or we just overestimate?
In discussions that I've had, and Ward's been taking the lead on this since it was an issue even before I got here, but in the discussions that we've had, it's our opinion the businesses are out there. It's just a matter of getting to them, getting the taxes collected, making sure that it's communicated that the city of Dunwoody is the recipient of the taxes, not the county, and even determining which entities out there have not paid even the cap. So that is part of what we're doing, and we do feel that those numbers aren't too far away from where they should be, but where the truth is, somewhere between where we are now and somewhere where we're budgeted, we don't exactly know where that exact number is.
Yeah, just add to that just a little bit. We have two measures that we're looking at as part of the suggestion that Councilman Wittenstein made. We've been working from a plan of action for quite some time, and one of the elements that we've been doing, we just actually added an additional ambassador. We have volunteers that are going out on behalf of the city and doing site checks of businesses that have not renewed to make sure that they're still in business when we can't reach them by letter or by phone, and also going into different business complexes and looking for businesses that may not be on our renewal list that may have never formally gotten a license or just started business within this year. And that's been fairly successful so far. The other element that we're looking at is trying to determine exactly the expected nature of the variance. So there's a couple of possibilities for that. One is that we over-budgeted the amount to start with so that we're not, that far from capturing it. It's more that we just picked the wrong number to aim for. That's one possibility. One of the other possibilities is that since the time we made this prediction, that there are businesses that have closed, have reduced their staff and gross income considerably so that it would affect the not necessarily the number of businesses per se, but also the amount of revenue that we take in, because the revenue is based on the employees plus gross income as a percentage, as a hybrid. One of the other things that we're currently in the midst of, and we're halfway through, so I don't have a good firm statistical result, is polling other communities within the metro area and statewide and seeing what their drop is. And what we're seeing just from the initial feedback so far is anywhere between a 7-8% drop to a 20-25% drop in revenue that they've seen. And these are established cities that know what their renewal lists are, and they're, the very few businesses have kind of slipped between the cracks, unlike Dunwoody. So that process is going to take a little bit longer to kind of determine. So part of the strategy might be coming back to y'all with a revised budget number to hit from a revenue standpoint if we don't feel like the number we put out there, the 2.1, is realistic in the back end. So that's going to take us a little bit longer to figure that portion of it out. And then we'll go ahead and put in writing to y'all in a different format the plan of action that we've already been taking on to try and recapture the revenue that's lawful here to the city.
Thanks, Warren. John?
I'm not sure if it was prior to the budget or after the budget, but early on we set an exemption of $12,000 for business licenses. Has that come into play in the sense of our enforcement or gaining compliance with companies? Is that affecting our bottom line? If we look at that aspect of the exemption and the numbers of companies that are registering with us?
I have not been interested. I have to look into that. That's a good question.
Because again, that exemption's been in what I'm hearing from day one, but it's a matter of, did we set our budget prior to that, or did we set it after that was in place? I mean, we're juggling with numbers. I'm just wondering what we were shooting for.
It's consistent with what DeKalb County had in that regard, 12,000 is a threshold.
Again, I also see it as a possible enforcement aspect, so I'm not sure if that aspect's been looked into, and if we could look at that, it would be appreciated.
Sure.
Actually,
more
question.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris?